Good afternoon. It is one bell of the afternoon watch. This is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair for our weekly call to muster for quarters. And I hope that my voice sounds just a little bit closer to normal. I make a parenthetical insertion here that I do not like the sound of my own voice, but it seems to have a quieting effect on some people, an irritating and annoying effect on other people, and certainly a commanding effect on all of those for whom I was privileged to be their Captain Joe over the many years that I was the captain of Coast Guard cutters. Greetings to all of my people all over the world. And in particular, this week, to those who are at the far extremities and who either stay up late at night to tune in their crystal set to listen to me, or who listen to me on the archive. And thanks to Captain O'Brien and a new computer program, we hopefully are able to get it up the same day that I carry out the broadcast. The binnacle list this week, at least, has no departures in the unhappy and sad way. And so I was querying Captain O'Brien, who is on before me with my good friend, the counselor, and asked him for a report on how he was doing with his binnacle list entry. And he went on then to give me a graphic description of how much easier things are for him, including a visual demonstration of how he puts on his underwear in the morning. And I could have done without that, but it is warming to the cockles of your captain's black heart that all of the people that are on the binnacle list are doing better. So it is my wish and my hope and my command that each of you who are on the binnacle list do what you're supposed to do to get off of it, and know that each one of you is in the palm of my hand. A couple of public service announcements. First of all, this is National Pet Dental Health Month. Now, I know that we don't want to pass that one by, and I can report that both Sailor and Ellery have really good dental health. And the reason they do is they along with this wet food that comes from Purina, the makers of rabbit chow, kangaroo chow, penguin chow, and all of those other chows, they also get a dry food which comes from a company called Hills. It is by prescription from Fair Isle. Dr. Don at Fair Isle prescribes this for both of my guys, and they like it, and well, they should, because it leaves a very thin veneer of gold plate on their teeth each time that they eat some of it. So, National Pet Dental Health Month. If your pets have bad breath, then see if you can't do something about it. And I recommend Hill's Dental Formula. On the binnacle list, also, I have allowed not only people and animals, but occasionally ships. And I had a signal a few days ago from John, J-O-N, who is one of my most faithful correspondents up in the Great Lakes. John is a wonderful historian, and John is bringing his son, John and Karen are bringing their son, Cody, who is named for Kodiak, Alaska. And so Cody is coming up in the path of justice, truth, and light, And hopefully he will take the oath either at the Academy or in Cape May in due time. And John sent me a piece about Roger Blau. Roger Blau is a ore boat, and she was one of my great friends when I was captain in Northwind up in the Great Lakes, the winter that I spent breaking ice in the Great Lakes that whole winter. And Roger Blau was one of my great friends because it was her captain that showed me how to tell when we were smelling the bottom. And that, and the way you do that is you go down into the head in the captain's cabin, you flush it, and if you get mud in it because you're taking suction from the lake, then that tells you that you are very close to touching the bottom. So a few years ago, Roger Blau had a very bad fire. And it turns out that that fire is so was so destructive that probably she will not ever be able to go to sea again. This is sad for me for a couple of reasons, but one of them is that that means that almost inevitably she's going to be scrapped. Ships that we have loved, and I loved my Northwind. I loved all six of them, as all of you know. But I loved my Northwind, and unfortunately and inadvertently, I saw some photographs of her being scrapped. And the side plating had been taken off, and that exposed her to her own underwear. And and I could see compartments, open compartments, sides of the ship had been taken off and had been reduced to scrap. And I could see open compartments, and it just broke my heart. If Roger Blau is to be scrapped, and I believe that she is, I hope that people that do it are at least respectful of her because she had a wonderful story. She started out in the U.S. Steel Fleet, and she was... she should have had many more years of good work. But I thank John for the report, and Cody and I have loved Roger Blau without reservation, and now we think that one of our true loves is probably going to be broken up. My other public service announcement is to remind all people who live on the magical Isle of Vashon and those of you who may come to visit that should you find the need to make a head call and you do not happen to have in your vehicle a pee bottle, or you choose not to pull off to the side and go into a car park and use it, that there are there's a network of Captain Joe's emergency heads. One of these is in a business called Vashon Adventures. And there are two lovely ladies that preside over Vashon Adventures, Callie and Aaron. And Aaron has been on this program with me before, and Callie will come on sometime in the future. And another one is in the library. A third one is they are portable toilets in the car park for Vashon Park District. And the fourth one, of course, is at the ACE Service Center, which is presided over by Doug. I'm going to spend a couple of minutes with Doug and the Service Center because not only is Doug providing a wonderful service by allowing people to come in, they don't have to buy anything. But Doug sells lawnmowers. He is the local agent for Stihl, spelled S-T-I-H-L. Used to be a Swedish company. And he also rents certain pieces of equipment. I rented a log splitter, a 17-ton log splitter from Doug. I took it home, bent on to the stern trailer hitch of Little Brown Truck, and Stephen and I split many, many logs yesterday. However, sometime during the day, we managed to break off a vital component. So I had to tow at the end of the day when we were finished. I this morning had to tow the splitter back to Doug at the ACE Service Center. And I said, Doug, I have to report that I have mortally broken your 17-ton splitter. And I produced the part that I had broken off. And I said, whatever it costs to repair it, plus the labor, is to be billed to me. And Doug looked at the part and he said, $48.93 with tax. I have one in stock, and you just bought a new part, a new handle, and it will be installed this afternoon, and that 17-ton splitter will be returned forthwith to active duty. So here I am going in feeling tremendously guilty that I have mortally wounded this particular piece of equipment. And Doug says, all of a sudden, he says, I have a part. This has happened before. You're not the first one to have broken it. I always like to think that I'm the first and only one that ever does anything. But that's another story for another time. Anyway, Doug also used to rent very large canopies. When last year, back in July, when we had Mary R's party out at Point Robinson, I was able to rent a 40-foot canopy. And it's a good thing I did because, of course, it rained very hard. Mary R gave us another free freshwater washdown that day. And so all of us were under this 40-foot canopy. And Doug has now reported to me that he is no longer able to rent the very large ones. But if you want to rent a 20-by-20, then Doug at the Ace Service Center, when you go in to use his head,